I should apologise to the spectator. I was nearly late today trying to find somewhere to park my Lamborghini outside. And indeed, it takes me back to the day after the budget, and pensions have suddenly become sexy. People want to sit next to me at dinner now. Norman Smith, I owe a debt of gratitude to Norman Smith now, the BBC, because we were standing up on the roof at Millbank, where many of you will have stood. It's on the news channel, so no one will have seen it. And Norman said to me, Steve, he said, what about the Lamborghini set? What about people who blow their pensions on fast cars and so on? I said, well, if people want to buy a Lamborghini, that's fine by me. So I thought that was fine, went home, went back to Bristol, turned on the evening news, watched it with my wife. Headline news: idiot minister says let them eat Lamborghinis. And what the BBC had done, bless them, was cut the question and simply played my answer. And immediately, I horrified Nick, horrifying. And initially, I was traumatised by this. And then I saw the next morning's papers and I saw my head superimposed on a sports car in the sun, which is the only way I'll get in the sun without a scandal, so that's a bonus. Funnily enough, what's rather traumatic now is I know nobody in this room would ever enter their own name into Google. But I am told that if you put Steve Webb into Google, you don't get this litany of grand pension reform, you just get pictures of sports cars, which is obviously going to be my legacy. I simply want to thank, first of all, my very good friend, Nick Clegg, for the record, not least because in 2010, I know you're supposed to just sort of sit by the phone and wait, but I couldn't quite, so I kind of texted Nick and said, pensions minister, ? And I know that's not done, but he got the message, and I'm very grateful to him for that. And I just want to thank two other people. I want to thank Ian Duncan Smith, who has been an extraordinarily loyal, gracious, and generous Secretary of State, who has trusted me to do what I do, and I'm very grateful to him for that. And finally, I want to thank the Chancellor for being willing to bring in a truly liberal measure. Thank you very much.